New York State voters are going to the polls today in the form of a primary. Here in Washington, Democrats are still recovering from the legislative district caucuses that happened over the weekend. Afterward, a lot of caucus goers took to social media to vent about long lines and lengthy, disorganized meetings. Should Democrats dump the caucus system here and switch to a primary system like New York has going on today? Amanda Saab says, yeah. Make the switch. She's a delegate from Washington's 33rd district. Also with us, though, Michael Maddox, delegate in the 43rd district, who says, no, let's keep the caucus. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for having me.
Amanda, let's begin with you. What was your experience at the Democratic Legislative District caucuses on Sunday?
Well, to say that it was overwhelming and unorganized is quite an understatement. After waiting for over an hour in line, when I finally got to the front of the line to be credentialed as a delegate, they did not have any of my precinct's delegate information. So already off to a really rocky start, and it just continued through the evening. So 8 hours of no clear direction, no one really knowing what we should be doing at that point in time, and a lot of frustration all around.
8 disorganized hours, Michael, and you know that not everybody has 8 hours to spend at a caucus on a Sunday. People have to work, people need childcare, etc. So people have answered this, you know, raised this question before. How democratic is Washington's caucus system if it shuts some people out or makes it really hard?
Well, I think it's important to remember that this was the legislative district caucus is to elect delegates to the congressional district caucus.
Right.
We've already made up the majority of our delegate allocation based on the precinct level caucuses, which were about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And there, if you're unable to attend because of a work commitment or religion or a disability, you have the opportunity to mail in or fax in or email in a ballot to the candidate of your choice to determine delegate allocation from that point. And then my precinct, my area, as an area coordinator in that one in the 43rd, we were done within a half an hour. It was in and out, including all the counting and all the delegate selection. And then the process that we saw on Sunday was supposed to be for delegate selection. I think it's important, again, to remember that this is not, we're not electing somebody. We're trying to pick the leader of a private organization, the Democratic Party. And frankly, going through the process like this is even more democratic for people who want to be delegates to the national convention, because they're being picked by their peers and not being picked by party elites.
So, Amanda, it's messy, but it's true that we're past the point of just the preliminary voting. These are delegates. You've committed this time. What was really learned over the weekend with the some here and there messiness?
Well, yes, we have selected our candidate and voiced our opinions and designated our delegates in our legislative districts a few weeks ago. However, we want marginalized people to be involved. We want their voice to be heard, and we need to allow them the same opportunity without creating these barriers of time commitment and everything else to actually go to the national convention. And in the Democratic Party, we have our affirmative action statement because we don't want all of our delegates from Washington State that go to national to be white men. However, we're creating all these barriers so that minorities and people of color with disabilities are unable to fulfill those roles.
Michael, my opening question was, you've heard about the frustrations in some districts, not all. Amanda's saying it keeps people out of the system, especially people who have a difficult time of it. Why not just switch to a primary vote?
Well, I think, number one, in the state of Washington, we don't have partisan registration. I don't want Republicans picking the leader of my party, just like I assume Republicans don't want me picking the leader of their party. And that's one of the big issues that I have with the primary in the state of Washington is that lack of registration, the lack of the ability to ensure that only Democrats are voting for the Democratic leader of the Democratic Party. I think that really sums up why I'm opposed to a primary in the state of Washington.
So if the rule were changed to make it so that the primaries were closed, then you'd want to switch to a primary?
I think at that point it'd be much easier to have that conversation and then continue to do the caucuses to elect delegates. And going back to that point, people don't have to be physically present at the caucuses to be elected as a delegate to the next level. It's a lot harder if you're not there, but you can still be an absentee delegate and still have the opportunity to be elected to the next level.
Amanda, as long as we have an open primary system, Michael's saying Republicans could be involved in picking your Democratic candidate. Do you still want to go that route?
Well, I think it's very difficult for Washington voters to participate in a caucus when all our other voting takes place via mail, which is really convenient for people. You do it on your own time. You simply drop it in the mailbox and you're done. And then we're asking for this huge time commitment for people to come out to caucuses. I do not want Republicans selecting my Democratic candidates. So maybe if we move to actually having people registering with their parties and getting ballots based on their party affiliation, that would be easier. I don't know that there's a right, simple, and cut answer to this issue, but I would like a much easier process in the state of Washington.
Amanda, I understand that you didn't feel like you had the option to not participate, for one thing, because as a Muslim woman, you felt like we need more diversity among voters, not less. Is that right?
Absolutely. And, you know, as Michael had mentioned, you can become a delegate by not being there. But I think it's really hard for your voice to be heard when you're not presently at the table talking about the issues that matter to you without people being able to put a face to the name. And, you know, we have our delegate speeches for a reason. And I was able to express to my neighbors in my legislative district why I wanted to be a delegate and why it's important to have the Muslim voice heard.
And Michael, it sounds like that's one of the things you like about caucuses, is that it does allow that face-to-face interaction.
Exactly. I mean, 100%. If we don't have the caucus system, then we lose that in its entirety. And then it's either party bosses or campaign bosses picking their slate of people who are going to go on to the next level. And that's one of the biggest benefits of the caucus, is that people like myself, a young gay parent, or people like,
Amanda,
woman, have the opportunity to be engaged with our neighbors and get those votes to go on to the next level that we otherwise might not have.
Okay, finally, do either one of you think that this is going to change, really, even though we've been having that discussion? We had it around the initial voting. We had it based on what happened this weekend. What are the odds that that anything changes in Washington's Democratic Party system anyway?
I mean, as somebody who's been involved with the party for a long time, I don't think that the odds are likely until or unless the state of Washington moves to voter registration by party and does close primaries. But without that, which voters have made very clear they don't want, this is a byproduct of not having party registration, as we will continue to engage in caucuses as a party, is my belief.
Okay, Amanda, it sounds like if voters don't want that primary system switched, you might be stuck with it.
Yeah, I'm hopeful for the future, and hopefully we have 8 years to figure this out before we get back to electing a new president.
Amanda Saab, Democratic delegate for Washington's 33rd Legislative District, which includes Burien and SeaTac. Michael Maddox, a Democratic delegate for Washington's 43rd Legislative District, which is in Seattle. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And meanwhile, Washington State Republicans will have a primary. That's going to happen on May 24th.